AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. and Israel have decimated Iran's military.
Never before has a modern, capable military, which Iran used to have, been so quickly destroyed and made combat ineffective, devastated. We said it would not be a fair fight, and it has not been.
But Iran has continued to launch widespread missile and drone attacks on Israel and neighboring Gulf states and has effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, sending oil prices higher. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is calling for what he called a convincing plan on how to end the war. President Trump told Fox News the war would end when he feels it in his bones. The military says a refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in Iraq, killing all six crew members. Pete Hegseth responded.
American heroes, all of them. And as I have with all of them, as we have, we will greet those heroes at Dover. And their sacrifice will only recommit us to the resolve of this mission.
Central Command says the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. There was a big downgrade in the economy in the fourth quarter of last year. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy, which was hobbled by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, grew at an annual rate of 0.7% in the fourth quarter. That's half the original estimate. Economists had expected the revision to go the other way and show stronger fourth quarter growth. Federal government spending and investment, which were clobbered by the shutdown, plunged by nearly 17%, knocking more than a percentage point off fourth quarter growth. Mike Hempen, Washington.
An inflation gauge closely monitored by the Federal Reserve moved higher in January. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are stabilizing some more on Wall Street as the price of oil eased back a bit. The S&P 500 gave up most of an early gain, but was still up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for its third weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 158 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite was 0.1% lower. The price of oil slipped back a bit to about $100 a barrel. That's still up close to 40% since the beginning of the month. If oil prices stay high, that could lead not only to higher costs for gas and other energy prices, but also higher inflation throughout the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Labor Department says job openings rose to nearly 7 million in January, better than expected, at a time when the labor market has looked sluggish. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.